Our first speaker is the Honorable Polly Jackson Spencer, Senior Statutory Probate Judge, retired from San Antonio, Texas. Judge Spencer was a probate court judge in Court Number 1 of Bexar County from July of 1990 to December of 2014. She's here today to talk to us about the role of the guardian. So I give to you, Judge Spencer.
So they tell us repeatedly that beach clothes are appropriate. So I thought I'd just stop in on my way to the beach and talk to you all about guardianship for an hour or so. Thanks for asking me to be here. I was just telling Clyde that it's fun for me. I don't wind up doing this all day long every day as I did for years. So it causes me to actually pay some attention to the law, which is a good thing, especially if you're still sitting periodically as a judge. Although I was also commenting that I've been doing a lot of mediation, and that way you don't have to actually know as much of the law as you used to. You just have to encourage people to do certain things that are in their best interests. And I frequently will tell them that, you know, if I were on the bench, I could tell you certain things and you'd have to do them. But this way, all I can do is make suggestions. But, you know, this paper was written several years ago by Jody Hellman and has been updated several times by various members of his law firm and his former law firm, and most recently by Mady L. I learned to say this last year. And is Mady here? And Victoria Siebold. This year they updated it, and I'm grateful to them for doing that. I don't think I was in their offices a few weeks ago and asked to see them, but neither one of them had the good taste to be there when I was there, so I missed them. But as I was preparing for this, I also thought that a week ago I was in Austin at a meeting of the Judicial Branch Certification Commission, which if you're not familiar with that, which you probably are, but that controls the certification of court interpreters, court reporters, guardians, and process servers. So we heard a report on some of the work that has been going on with the JBCC, and specifically they have a program that is their guardianship compliance program, and I just thought you might be interested in some of the statistics that they gave us in connection with that. They've been reviewing guardianships in various counties around the state. There are between 55 and 60,000 guardianships that are registered with the JBCC. They've conducted compliance reviews in 228 of our 254 counties. They've reviewed over 50,000 guardianship cases. They've recommended for closure about 20,400 of those. They've identified 25,000 active guardianships. And this would be the interesting statistic: of those that they have identified, 22% are missing annual reports, 40% are missing annual accountings, 39% are missing inventories, 29% are out of compliance completely, 12% have waived bonds, and almost 4,500 of those have had deceased wards identified. So I bring that up because many of you all may be practicing in some smaller counties where judges may not even be lawyers, and they I actually had occasion to deal with a guardianship in a small county south of Bexar County, and the guardianship number that was assigned to that was 40, which made me believe that in the existence of that county, they had dealt with 40 guardianships. So you can see why people might not be familiar with what goes on in a guardianship and how detailed they are and how much you have to monitor them all of the time. Also, was pointed out at our meeting last week, and you all may be aware of this, but there's been an amendment to the government code 152.203, and that carries over into 155.203.